Good morning. Welcome to the Daily Dose. This is Yahya from Emirates NBD, Dubai. Let's start with what's on our mind. Now that the yield curve has inverted, what's next? Let me elaborate. The shorter end of the curve has inverted, but we still have other observational parts of the yield curve to determine the health of the economic cycle. As we projected for a flattening yield curve, the market gyrations have pushed it sooner than expected and raised alarm bells for many cross-asset class investors. I still think that the carnage in oil prices and benign inflationary outlook perhaps could be blamed. We, as the bond bulls, look out for any cues to opportunistically take bets on our investment approach and probably remain as the most vigilant species to see early signs of stress through credit spreads behavior. The good news: on average, recession starts 21 months after an inversion. The range is just under a year to closer to 3 years. So let us get back and focus on some of our high conviction trade ideas. And now for the markets, uncertainty over global growth prospects is supporting US Treasuries and holding steady below the 2.9% mark. Asian risk assets are in a better tone and trading positively across the major indices this morning, while Japanese bonds are in focus as a recent slide in yields threatens to push the benchmark 10-year below the 0% mark. The Bank of Japan's monetary policy decision is due Thursday, followed by a briefing from Governor Kuroda. The Fed holds its final policy meeting of 2018 on Tuesday and Wednesday. The rate decision will be followed by a press conference with Chairman Powell. A partial U.S. government shutdown could start this week if lawmakers and President Trump fail to resolve how much money to allocate for Trump's wall along the Mexican border. The ECB struck quite a fine balancing act in the latest meeting, remarking that downside risks to the outlook have become more uncertain, while confirming a narrative of above-trend growth and rising inflation. The ECB will stop their quantitative easing program in January, and Governor Draghi said that while risks are still broadly balanced, they are now moving to the downside. This tone pushed the benchmark 10-year bond yields to 0.25%. The Central Bank of Russia hiked in rates by 25 basis points last Friday, taking the policy rate to 7.75%, while the Central Bank of Turkey kept all policy rates unchanged with a repo rate at 24%. The MPC statement tilted towards slightly more hawkish bias. Last